March 2, 1899. Extracts from Home Missionary Work and the Testimonies. Ellen G. White. Think of the necessities of our mission fields throughout the field. The London mission is in distress and need of help. There is a most solemn and important work to be done in that vast city. We have able workmen there, but God designs that they shall have advantages to do the same work that Christ did when he was a minister to this world. So in Scandinavia and in the Central European fields, means are required to advance the work in its different lines. There is altogether too much spasmodic work. In India and in many other countries, much hard labor is required in order for the people to understand the minister, or the minister to understand the people. In those countries where there are the fewest impediments, where the people speak our own language, be sure that the needed facilities are provided. In England and Australia, the truth can be carried by those who speak English. Then let these countries have educational advantages and means to advance the work and train the workers to carry the truth into darker, heathen nations. God requires that every institution in America shall assist in providing these facilities. By building up the institutions in the English-speaking countries, they will have several plants constantly increasing in usefulness and facilities. Thus the work may be done far more rapidly. The Lord has sent to these places His servants who have had experience and who can carry forward their several branches of the work. To withhold means from them is to neglect the Lord's direct requirements. Not 1/100th part of the work has been done that would have been accomplished if the workers in America had imparted to others of their great mercies. They would have seen prosperity in England. They would have sympathized with the workers who are struggling with difficulties there, and would have had the heart to say, "All ye are brethren." The strengthening of the work in English-speaking countries would have placed them where they would have had 20-fold more influence than they have had to plant the standard of truth in many places. God requires things to be set in order. He calls for men of decided fidelity. He has no use in an emergency for two-sided men. He wants men who will lay their hand upon a work and say, "This is not according to the will of God." It is this miserable thing in dealing with wrongs that God has condemned. The work that will meet the mind of the Spirit of God has not yet begun in Battle Creek. When the work of seeking God with all the heart commences, there will be many confessions made that are now buried. I do not at present feel it my duty to confess for those who ought to make, not a general, but a plain, definite confession, and so cleanse the Lord's institutions from the defilement that has come upon them. Unless there is a thorough reformation and turning unto the Lord, he will surely turn his face from his institution, the publishing house. It is these things that turn the face of God from the Review and Herald office. Unless there is a thorough reformation and turning unto the Lord, he will surely turn his face from his institution, the publishing house. It is these things that turn the face of God from the Review and Herald office. Take no false panacea for wounds and bruises. Go to Jesus. Tell him that you must be cleansed and restored. There is not one beyond hope if you will come just as you are. You may put on counterfeit garments of righteousness. You may smile and say that all these little difficulties are made up of little or nothing. But God says to you in Battle Creek, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Reformation has not yet begun in Battle Creek. Changes in places and positions have been made, but the hearts of those who have not been molded after the divine similitude are not changed. They see not, nor understand, over what they have stumbled. God would have the office of publication kept pure and clean by righteous principles. Then he will advance his work through consecrated workers.